Welcome back. This is attorney Alan Edmonds with a brand new podcast, brand new agencies, federal agencies, and a discussion about how to handle requests for information, which is interrogatories, and how to handle notices from a federal agency that basically says that they have concerns about your suitability and they seek information from you to determine suitability and whether also you qualify for the fitness to perform contractual services. The agency we're going to talk about today is the Department of Homeland Security, commonly referred to as DHS. Many of you have asked me, Attorney Alan Edmonds, do we handle cases in front of all federal agencies? And the answer is yes, we do. And if you go to our web pages at alanedmonds.com or nationalsecurityclearances.com, you'll see a tremendous history of casework that we've done for people over the last 45 years. We're one of the busiest law firms in the United States, ranked number one by many people as far as volume is concerned, and we're very aggressive attorneys. We fight for our clients, for their career, and for their clearances, and have been doing this for, as I said, a long time. We represent people not only that are contractors, but also federal employees and veterans, as well as active duty military. And I have been doing military law for 45 years. It started out in San Diego. I'm certified and qualified in the Sierra Judicial Circuit in California, where Camp Pendleton is, and also the Southwest Judicial Circuit, which is Navy at San Diego Naval Base. And I've been doing courts martials for over 45 years. We handle all military types of cases, including debarments and GOMOR, G-O-M-O-R, actions. So if you're active duty or you're a veteran and you seek a discharge upgrade, you can give us a call at 800-481-2526. Today, though, I'm going to talk about two actual cases that just came into the office. They both involve Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security. And the first is a individual that was given a notice. And it says here, this letter is in reference for your continued contract assignment with DHS in support of a DHS contract. And it goes on to say your continued fitness to perform contractual services is constantly being reevaluated, which is true for all security clearance holders. I want you to know out there that if you have a security clearance, the government is doing a continual background investigation, often without your knowledge, about your finances, your taxes, your criminal activity, if any. And they're checking records at the local level, state level, and of course, the federal level continuously. So you could receive interrogatories or even a statement of reasons if they found out that you had been involved in criminal activity, you had not yet self-reported it. And people call me and ask, well, how did they find out about this? And the answer is there's a continual vetting, so to speak, on security clearance individuals and their background. Today, we're talking about Homeland Security, and we do a lot of work in front of that agency. And this first individual had a DUI, and DHS found out about it. And as a consequence, they said, we are affording you an opportunity to provide an explanation, documentation, and other materials. And they have a very prescribed method for this individual to respond. And most of you misunderstand the process. It looks simple, and you think you're going to write a simple letter back to the agency, whatever that may be, the CIA, FBI, Department of Defense or Homeland Security, you're going to write a simple letter and you're going to include letters of reference or recommendation. And that effort will fail. You've misunderstood the process. A formal response is required. Our office does them for people across the United States. We have five offices in California, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., all to serve you, the client. And we do a formal response. It's about a 20 to 25 page document, and it has exhibits and a legal brief and some other attachments, which are extremely important. You can win. You can win this process very early on in the proceedings if you do a good job. So in this case, he is being called upon to explain a DUI. They called a DWI, and it's a misdemeanor. And they're citing it under Guideline J, criminal conduct. And I want to take a little detour here. You should know that all the federal agencies use the National Security Adjudicative Guidelines. It used to be called the DOD Directive 5220.6, and now it's called the National Security Adjudicative Guidelines. And all agencies use these as a basis to deny or revoke your clearance. In this case, this letter looks really, really simple, and but it's actually addressing Guideline J, criminal conduct, which is DUI. It can also include Guideline E, personal conduct, and Guideline G, alcohol consumption, as well as Guideline H, drug and substance abuse. So the government can take one single arrest, one single criminal arrest, and here it was a DUI, and they can charge it in the form of an SOR and bring allegations under four different guidelines within the National Security Adjudicative Guidelines. So this gentleman hired us. He recognized that he went to our webpage, and he also looked at our, it was interesting, our YouTube videos, which I invite you to, because I've done over, probably over 100 of them. They're very popular, and they have information for you. And you can reach me at 800-481-2526. So this individual retained us, and we did a formal response to this inquiry. In the same week, we got another DHS case, and this was also a request by Homeland Security to our client, indicating that they had reviewed certain background records, and they determined that further information was required in order for them to allow continual employment. And they suggested that the specific charges and issues, which they included a summary of in this case, could be used as a basis to find him unfit for continued service. And what are they saying? Well, they're saying that you raise a security clearance concern, that you may not be trustworthy, and therefore we are going to deny the clearance. And in the adjudicative guidelines, the language is pretty uniform. And under, for example, drug involvement, it says that the illegal use of controlled substances, to include the misuse of prescription or non-prescription drugs and the use of other substances that cause physical or mental impairment or are used in a manner inconsistent with the intended purpose, can raise questions about an individual's reliability and trustworthiness. And those magic words, individual reliability and trustworthiness, are repeated throughout the adjudicative guidelines. I just read you a section from Guideline H. Guideline G, which is alcohol consumption, says that Excessive alcohol consumption often leads to the exercise of questionable judgment or the failure to control impulses and can raise questions about an individual's reliability and trustworthiness. So there it is. And then finally, what we're going to talk about in a few moments with the second case from DHS is guideline F, financial considerations. And it says, once again, failure to live within one's means, satisfy debts, meet financial obligations may indicate poor self-control, lack of judgment, or unwillingness to abide by rules and regulations, all of which can raise questions about an individual's reliability, trustworthiness, and ability to protect classified or sensitive information. In this second case from DHS that I started to highlight, they're saying that indeed they're concerned about his conduct, and they're talking about a number of things, and one of them is criminal or dishonest conduct. We've talked about that, but they've also raised guideline F concerns, and they list probably, I'm looking at it, 14 different debts, and they're asking him to comment on those debts and what the status is. Some of them they're alleging were charged off. Other debts they're saying are 120 days past due. Some debts they're saying that a lien has been placed or that it's in collections. So they're asking this client for a specific explanation as to each and every debt. And it's not just the explanation. You should include arguments or a legal brief about mitigation and why you should be allowed to continue with your clearance or this clearance should be granted. So these are just two examples where the clients came to us, they hired us, and we're doing a formal response. They're working with a legal team in our office. Every client is appointed to a legal team that's comprised of one attorney and one paralegal. We're very, very sensitive and concerned that our clients always have somebody to talk to when they call. And the legal team is very responsive. We return phone calls the same day. And our clients love the service because we make it a important aspect in every single case by our staff that they respond to client questions, emails, and phone calls. Please visit us at our websites, nationalsecurityclearances.com or alanedmonds.com. Please look at our YouTube videos. They're fantastic. And also podcasts just like this on Spotify or Apple. So this is Attorney Alan Edmonds. You can call me. I welcome your calls. 800-481-2526. We are all about the business of saving your clearance and saving your job. Thanks for listening.